This is the UAU's City of the Moat. I'm Melissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is set to confirm federal appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett to a seat on the Supreme Court in a vote late Monday. If confirmed, the conservative Barrett would be the third justice on the nine-member court to be nominated by President Donald Trump and would significantly tip its ideological balance toward a 6-3 majority. Democrats have opposed Barrett's nomination, both objecting to her credentials and to the process of filling the seat of the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a liberal justice who died last month. Democrats say whoever wins the presidential election should nominate the next justice. Assuming Barrett is confirmed, the White House is planning to swear her in immediately on Monday evening. U.S. President Donald Trump says he's not given up the fight yet on coronavirus, despite criticism from his Democratic opponent Joe Biden that his administration has, quote, waved the white flag of defeat. Speaking to reporters on the tarmac at an airport in Allentown just before the first of three rallies Monday in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, Mr. Trump said Biden is, quote, waving the white flag on life. Biden on Saturday held two drive-in rallies in Pennsylvania, adhering to social distancing restrictions, but he is not campaigning on Monday. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said on CNN Sunday that the United States is not going to control the coronavirus pandemic. He added, "We are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics, and other mitigations because it is a contagious virus, just like the flu." The Biden campaign released a statement soon afterwards saying this wasn't a slip by Meadows. It was a candid acknowledgement of what President Trump's strategy has clearly been from the beginning of this crisis, to wave the white flag of defeat and hope that by ignoring it, the virus would simply go away. End of quote. VOA News.